keeping you up to date with the AFL trade period.
The world of footy does not stop.
Who's going where?
Hey, big developments.
And for how much?
I need to produce a little exclusive here.
This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
Happy Friday, and it's been another semi-eventful day in the AFL trade period, but next week is where it really ramps up, and there's still plenty to unravel. But today, the big story revolves around Josh Dunkley. Now, yesterday, his agent Liam Pickering said this on AFL Trade Radio.
Yeah, on behalf of Josh, obviously let the Bulldogs know that he is keen to get to the Bombers. You know, it's really up to the Bombers now and the Dogs to get their get together and see if they can change their opinion or they can get something that's worthwhile to make it happen.
But this morning on Triple M's Hot Breakfast, Luke Darcy was holding firm that he would be staying at the Kennel.
The question for Bulldog supporters this morning, I guess, is what's he worth and would you do the deal,
Darcy? Well, I don't know. If only we had the football director of the Western Bulldogs, we could get on the line. Ah, there he is. Darcy, this one, it came out, Tom Brown broke this story and it was a bit surprising to people because he's seemed to have been a happy player down at the Western Bulldogs. He's been a best and fairest, a premiership player in his short career and moving along nicely with, you know, his mate Bontempelli on the inside. He's been able to play well, but sometimes, you know, across the road, Essendon have suddenly put extra couple of $100,000 a year in your pocket. So how many years is the deal looking like at the moment, Tom?
4 years. Just
okay,
over
so let's say there's a bit of rats and mice in there. It could be somewhere between, you know, at the moment, over that period of time, $800,000 to $1 million more in his pocket. So it's a sizable amount of money when you look at it that way. Now, Darts, tell me what you can tell us at the moment, how the Dogs are looking at this.
Well, I think you probably summed that up reasonably well, in that Josh Dunkley is a very much valued player and has a two-year contract, and I would be a little bit old-fashioned in that. And Josh has been very happy, contrary to reports. He's got a sensational relationship down there, particularly with the coach, particularly with the captain, and everyone else in the playing group. To be honest with you, he's a premiership player in his first year. And look, these things do come out of the blue, and I understand clubs always want to get great players. Bulldogs see Josh Dunkley as a great player, and you know, you wouldn't give him up. And you know, I think that would be where it sits at the moment. That happens all the time. People get offers, and there are opportunities to try and, as you said, maybe potentially get some more money. But you know, this stage, Josh Dunkley is very much a required player, Tommy. So I can't see a situation where that would change. And you know, is what the list manager Sam Power is saying at the moment. It's what Amit Baines and the whole football department are saying. Very much required player, very loved player. Josh Dunkley, there's no animosity. He'll come back and, you know, once this is sorted through, and I think continue to be a very good Western Bulldogs player.
Famously, Darcy, Ryan O'Keefe was desperate to get out of the Sydney Swans, and he ended up staying and won the Norm Smith Medal in 2012. Wasn't a bad decision in the end. He actually came up to me, Darcy, at the Brownlow Medal, and he and his manager stood me up and said, "We're out. We want out of here." And then he was going to Hawthorn, famously, remember?
I remember
and
all
I think
that.
A few other clubs were all over him, and then he ended up staying and won the 2012 Norm Smith Medal in a premiership side. So there have been... There's situations in these negotiations, Darcy, that all seem and get inflamed up by the media, and then everyone in the cold light of day can sort things out.
I don't think there'd be any problems at all. People understand offers come your way, but I'm sure Josh Dunkley would come back and be very, very comfortable and happy.
So what's missing in the Dogs' lineup if he goes out? So you need another midfielder, Darcy. Tommy, let's have a think. Darcy, a bit hard for Darcy to get involved directly in this, but what is it that the Dogs would say, right, okay, we can wear that? Because the thing about Dunkley is he's relatively cheap at the Dogs at the moment. He's on his way through and his journey through the salary cap. Obviously, that's been accelerated by Essendon's approach. But what is it that would get their attention? They don't need the first-round pick or an early-round pick because they've got the best kid in the draft this year through the academy. You might be able to get some future picks, I suppose, is what would be on the table. Can they get into a two- or a three-way swap to maybe mitigate some circumstances there, get a replacement, a like-for-like replacement for Dunkley? They're all the things that are going to be considered in the next couple of days and right throughout the weekend before Thursday finishes.
The Bulldogs have got Bontempelli, McRae, Liberatore and Smith all in the middle of the ground. Obviously, Dunkley wants to play inside mid at the Bombers. Is there a deal to be done here? I know he's obviously been playing high half forward this year and occasionally in the ruck. He was obviously injured at one point, but I don't think you put someone injured in the ruck. So there's a few things here that don't make perfect sense.
No, he was injured for 8 weeks, Tommy. He didn't play when he came back. He did a multitude of roles and occasionally, took some some boundary throw-ins and did it particularly well because he's an outstanding player, Josh Dunkley, and very much loved, Tommy. So, yeah, those things come as a surprise sometimes. But as I said, you would be very, very keen to have Josh Dunkley play his next 2 years at the Bulldogs, and I can't see a scenario where that's not going to happen, Tommy. But obviously, you're suggesting you think it will.
Well, Das, I think it could. And my next question would be whether Jaden Stevenson of Ford, who was a rising star and had glandular fever at the start of this year, or Adam Treloar, would they be more helpful to the Bulldogs? Is there a win-win here?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Tommy would probably leave
a big jump through
a couple of names out of the...
Go to another song of Das, and I'll do the deal.
We could probably knock that deal over now. Probably defer to Sam Power and the list manager and the team, Tommy, on that. But... I'm very much of the opinion that you keep the players that are great people that you want and that have contracts. So I'd be surprised, Tommy, but not to say you haven't been surprised before.
Doggies list manager Sam Power has come out today and admitted that the Dogs are talking to the Bombers, so we'll follow this very closely. Still lots to come on Triple M's Trade Tracker podcast, including more on Adam Treloar and Tom Phillips.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast.
Welcome back to the Trade Tracker podcast. Tom Brown had more on a couple of players who could be headed elsewhere.
I think a deal that's going to be done in the next few days on my radar, some Hawthorn spies overnight telling me that Tom Phillips from Collingwood, I think, is pretty close to a deal with the Hawks. Now, Phillips is one of the players I think Collingwood was not fixed on offloading, but interested in offloading. I think you might find he'll become a Hawk relatively soon, so keep an eye on that one. An interesting one involving Jeremy Cameron. I'm being slightly mischievous here because Geelong did start talks with the Giants yesterday. The Giants are running a bit of a risk in all this. If Cameron went into the draft, he could nominate his years and money, and it could introduce other clubs. I don't think Essendon's interested at this stage, but I'm told they are, and they're at least thinking of looking at Jeremy Cameron. It's most likely to end up at Geelong. I'm not mucking around on this, but I'm just saying there's a bit to play out here. Geelong insist again that Radaglia and Parfitt are off limits, but the Cats do have three picks inside the top 20 to try and get this deal for Jeremy Cameron done. There's just a little bit of background stuff going on. I think Luke Ball famously nominated his years and money and went into the national draft. I don't think it'll happen here, but it's an option that someone like Essendon could look at if the deal with Geelong falls over.
So interesting news regarding Tom Phillips. And speaking of the Pies, there is more on Adam Treloar. The situation has worsened, and Billy Brownless and I talk about it on the Rush Hour.
What is happening is told the Collingwood teammates that he can't play at Collingwood.
Yeah, the reports this afternoon that's come out of Fox Footy, Tom Morris, is that he's told some teammates that it's almost untenable now to go back to that footy club after what's happened. It's a really messy situation. Obviously, he's on big money. They only re-signed him a couple of years ago because he took a bit of a pay cut. Yep. So they extended him and said, we'll give you that money back down the track. That's now. They want to cut their losses, the Pies, so they're trying to move him on. I'll tell you what, though, if I was any other club in the competition, I would be trying to accommodate for this guy. You don't get all Australian caliber players that grow on trees. You might be able to get him for a late first round, early second round pick. Collingwood will pay some of his money. I think a lot of clubs, including mine, St Kilda, should be trying, if they can, to make it work.
They've ruled themselves out.
You still got to give him something. You never know.
And it's got to be a Victorian club too. So guess where he'll end up?
Probably at the Cats.
G-Town. Everyone wants to come to G-Town,
it's
my
not
friend.
Victorian,
but there's still a little bit Jaden Stevenson. There's plenty playing out there. There's been some negativity around his football in media circles today. I think it's ridiculous. He's a highly talented player. He had a poor year. We know that. But if he goes to another club, they've just got to rebuild his confidence, and he will be a star for a long time. Don't worry about that. Tom Phillips looks like he's going to go to the Hawks. Mm. So Collingwood are at least able
to
get
45.
Rid of... Collingwood are prepared to just give players away. They just need the salary cap space. There's still talk of Mason Cox as well. There's a lot going on at the Pies, but stick around. Up next, we'll get you across everything else that's happened on day three.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
We're wrapping up the third day of AFL trade period on Triple M's Rush Hour, and Billy Brownless and I covered everything that happened today, starting with another player who's headed to the Mighty Saints. The only big news really
trade
is...
someone!
He's the Saints have landed another one. Not quite as big a fish as Brad Crouch, but Sean McKernan, who is a pretty handy backup. He can clunk a big ball. He signed with St Kilda. It was out of Melbourne and the Saints, Billy. Oh, mate, that's about...
He's a backup, Bill.
Come on, he's a good backup.
When he's on, he's all right.
He's all right.
When are we going to hear about the salary cap and how much it is, by the way?
Yeah, we're still waiting on that. There is some reports about what the list might look like, and I'm hearing it could be a flexible list. So you can choose somewhere between 34 and 38 players on your senior list might be an option. So clubs have that flexibility because it is getting pretty late to know. Just quickly, Andrew Phillips might end up at Melbourne. Of course, he's at the Bombers. Melbourne are looking for a backup ruckman. Stephen Martin, I don't want to plug myself like we called yesterday, Bill. He will go to the Western Bulldogs.
Couple of delistings at the Dogs.
Yeah, Billy Gowers, his time's up. Fergus Green and Brad Lynch have all been delisted at the Western Bulldogs as well.
And where will 2 metre Peter play?
He'll play at the Bombers. Year. They'll get him for about a third or fourth round pick. And your boy Tommy Hawkins signed another 2-year deal. He's a star. He's going to have Jeremy Cameron running shotgun next to him.
Oh, beautiful. And which will take him past the 300-game mark. And his dad, of course, played 182 games for the Cats. So well done to the Hawkinses.
Nice work, boys.
It's been a busy week. But I'll tell you what, next week is going to be even more mental. We'll be back Monday to cover off every trade, every move, and everything else that's going to happen during this AFL trade period.
This has been Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast. Keep up with all the movement this AFL offseason with Triple M's Trade Tracker. TripleM.com.au and on demand on the Triple M app.